And welcome back to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in with our friend Charlie Warreth from over in Deer River. Outstanding guide. Spends a lot of time in the lakes over there, Lake Winnie among them. And certainly, Charlie, when we talk about fishing early in this fishing season, Lake Winnie is a very good choice. It's a great opening lake. It's actually a great lake anytime.
Yes, it is. As far as bigger lakes goes, it's one of the easier ones to fish. People that haven't fished that much, it's kind of a basin-type lake where you don't have to be fine point structure. And you can kind of drift on the flats, and those fish are in shallow. Again, it's a fairly easy lake in this area to fish.
When we talk about fishing early in the fishing season, it is among the easier times of the year to fish. Fish are coming off the spawn. Males in particular are very hungry and very active.
Yeah, the main reason due to that is there's not a lot of food sources yet in the water at that point. The water temperature is still normally pretty cold, and there's not a lot of choices for them. When they get done spawning, naturally they're very hungry, and especially coming off of winter. Another reason they're real hungry, and they don't have a lot to choose from yet at that time of year, so that makes that bite very good. The main source of food normally is a shiner run in the area, and if you can find some shiners, you can guarantee those walleyes ain't far behind them.
You probably need to have a little education on walleye behavior, because if you know where they spawn, more than likely that's where they're going to be, pretty close to that area early in the season.
Yes, it was kind of a misconception for myself at one time, but they actually spawn like in 6 to 8 inches of water. They come up real tight in the shoreline up there, you know, maybe a foot at the most, and the rocks are like size of baseballs at the best spawning rocks. So you want to look at some rocky areas like that. There is some areas like Cutfoot, they still go back in there and spawn, but it's been overgrown with weeds and it hasn't been the best reproduction back there. But they kind of still go back. If they were born there, they go back there. You still want to look for some rocky type points at first for areas that they've been spawning. Again, they'll be hanging in those areas.
Certainly, as we say, it's a fairly easy time to fish. They're very active. They want to eat, but you can't do whatever you want because certain baits just aren't going to respond well to that cold water.
That is correct. The main thing, you can't express it enough, is slow. If you think you're going too slow, I would tell you to slow down some more. You cannot go slow enough. Even as far as jigging, I mean, that's a favorite thing in this area. Everybody likes jigging. I had a lot of young kids in a boat that they're not great jiggers, and they're just more or less dragging it. And that first week or two, just dragging it works almost better than jigging it. Because their metabolism is still water, they haven't sped up, and they're still in a real slow mode. So fish slow. And again, I can't stress it enough how slow you can go. A lot of people like slip bobbering at that time. Works very good because it just hangs there in their face. It's not moving. Or if you're just drifting, it's with the wind. But again, the key is slow.
Are there any type of lakes that don't work real well early in the season for walleye fishing?
Deeper, clearer water lakes. Again, that's because the water temperature. Everything is due to water temperature. They normally spawn around 47 degrees. And these clearer lakes, they're going to warm up a little later. The water temperature is not at that point. And if it's clear and deep, I would look for those lakes later on. The darker colored water lakes, like Round, Bowstring, and that are always great openers you hear. Again, it's because of stained water. And that stained water warms up the fastest. Even during the day, it makes a huge difference. If the sun comes out and warms that water up just a little bit, get those fish more active. Those clearer lakes, that cold water, they're just going to be a lot slower.
And Winnie is another one of those stained water lakes. Leech is pretty good.
Yeah, just shallow. Leech, when you come out, like, say, Federal Dam example, most of those fish are back in, like, that's Portage Bay there, and it's 5-6 feet of water. You're going to look for those fish shallow. So you want to be on the north end of the lake where that's the warmest water, and they got a lot of wild rice beds back in there. So they got some real shallow lakes, so it may be a little clearer, but it's still be warmer. And again, warmth is the key.
And the other thing about walleye fishing early in the season, a lot of lakes you have to be up very early or go right before sunset. That's not the case in May.
No. Lake right next door here, Deer Lake, is very clear and stuff. And everybody goes out in the evenings or just before sunset and does very well. You get an hour or two shot at them at that point. But most of the time, the darker lakes, you can fish them right during the day. As far as my guiding, it's 8 to 4, and we don't vary from that at all. You don't have to get up that early. They can be caught. Granted, it could be a little slower. It could have a little faster bite. There's no doubt that sun up and sunset, walleyes use it in their favor. But again, you can still catch them during the day.
And also with the early season bite, tends to be a little bit smaller lure and a little bit smaller bait.
Right. Most of the time, even in the fall, I use 1/8 ounce jig, and you can go down to a 16th real early like this. The way the spring's going, it'll probably be another cold water situation again. You can drop down to a 16th. But when you do that, big mistake most people make, they're fishing with the same amount of line out as they do with an 1/8. That jig, regardless of its length, matter what, it'll still float up on you. So you got to make sure you got enough line out to let them smaller jigs sink on you. Otherwise, you'll be right above the top of them and not on the bottom. And it'll make a huge difference if you get enough line out.
Charlie Woreth talking early walleye fishing with us. Charlie, as always, we like having you on the show. Thank you so much. And if people are listening to this saying, hey, I'd like to have Charlie take me out of the lake, how can they get a hold of you and line something up?
During the summer, myself and my best chance, and that's area code 218-244-5756. Just leave me a message if I don't get it. There's not a lot of cell reception in some areas, but I will call you back.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Kevin.